What was it like playing with Waylon?
Oh man, that was my favorite time. Recording with him and then getting to tour with him the last years of his life from 1999 to he passed away in 2002.
The Waymore Blues Band.
The Waymore Blues Band, yeah, and that was the coolest band I've ever been in my life. And Waylon had this bad boy reputation, you know, from. And he was pretty wild back then. I wasn't touring with him then, but I played on his records. A lot of old records from, I guess, back in the 70s up until the last stuff. But like Luckenbach, Texas, I got to do that. And played on Jesse's, I'm Not Lisa.
So Jesse
that's
Calder.
How far back that goes. So I worked a lot with Waylon and also with the Highwaymen. I was part of the Highwaymen band. We'd go out in the fall and the winter, and I'd kind of work that in between sessions.
Now, do you have a preference between playing live or in the studio?
I used to. I thought the studio was the only world there was till I did the first Highwaymen tour. And I was kind of uncomfortable because I'd never toured like that. But, man, that was a major, major tour, you know, all those four guys, Haggard and Johnny Cash and Waylon and Christopherson, all on stage at the same time. And we're all old friends because we all go way, way back, you know.
Right.
And the band was the old Memphis band and part of Willie's band, or Mickey with Raphael. And anyway, it was, the first tour was like 30 days. Anyway, whenever we got back, I was kind of anxious about leaving my security blanket, which was the studio world.
Sure.
And, you know, you can make a lot of money playing sessions.
Right.
And I caught myself after being home a couple of weeks, man, that was really cool. You know, and there was life outside the studio world.
Yeah.
And so they did another tour in the fall, and I really, really love playing live. I never got to do that very often.
Mm-hmm.
And that started in 1999, and I do a little bit more and more each year.
So now, we were talking before we ever started the interview about touring internationally.
Yeah.
You've played a lot of music in a lot of different places. Is there any countries you like going to when you go over there? Is there any of you, you know, would this country was more fun than that country kind of thing? Or was it pretty much universal?
Gosh, I had to think about that one. Well, with the studio band in Memphis, then at American,
mm-hmm.
We got asked a few years ago by the Elvis fan club if we'd like to come over to Europe and Scandinavian tour and play for Elvis things and venues. That venue would probably be 1,000, 1,500, 2,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought about it and said, well, yeah, that might be fun. So we got our band back together, and this was just going to be playing Elvis music. And we got a horn section. And then Sweet Inspirations, who we had recorded in Memphis, they'd done some of these things with us. And we went over, and first tour, I think, was through Scandinavia. And that was a total hit. I mean, the crowds are just incredible. And they wanted to meet the musicians. It wasn't anything else. They wanted to meet the players that played on these Elvis records, all these Elvis fans. And they're from, 3 years old up to 80. 90. I mean, it's just, I don't understand. I still scratch my head. Where did all these people come from? And, you know.
Yeah.
But someone explained that we and people like us that maybe had worked with him are as close as they're ever going to get to him.
Mm-hmm.
And after we do a concert, it's 2 hours of autograph signing and just talking to people, you know. And my wife, Jenny, and I, we usually, whenever we do these tours, we'll usually hang out a week or two. Like the tour before last, we were ended in Copenhagen, and we just stayed in Copenhagen for 2 weeks, you know, after everybody left.
I bet that was fun.
Yeah, and then I've made a lot of friends and stuff, but they're, all those fans are pretty much the same, no matter where you are.
Yeah, I've always had, I love playing internationally.
Yeah.
I mean, it's such a it goes to a whole nother level.
Yeah,
you know, it's people are there to really hear that they know all the words.
Oh, I know.
They all sing along, and they dress the era, or the, you know, I love that.